You're recording?
We are making a recording. Oh, I hope it's set right. I'm sure it is. Okay. Bread and I Nemro, by the power of the Holy Melchizedek Priest, which I hold in the name of Jesus Christ, lay my hands on your head and I give you a father's blessing. I bless you with increased capacity that over the coming days and weeks that you'll be able to finish up your packets that are still remaining, be able to take all your tests and do well, finish up whatever projects you have yet to do, and graduate from high school. And that as you come to that place, you will be you'll be impressed by how readily it was done. As you concentrate more upon other things besides how you're feeling and how trepidations about the future, that you will see in some small way your capacity, what you're capable of doing. I bless you for it, brother, that as afterwards, as you spend time serving other people, as you spend time finding those who are in need and may even be in need of small things, as you find yourself thinking less about yourself and more about other people and about what they need, that in doing that, that you will find answers to your problems, that decisions of where to go to school and how to go to school, how to finance it, what kind of degree to take, what kind of things to pursue, what kind of circumstances, meal plans, and everything else that's required, and all these things, that these will come to you rather simply as they find their proper place. That many of these things are small. And that in the whole scope of your life, in all the years that you will take, that these 4 years, or 6 years, or 8 years, however many you take in getting the education that you'll be getting, that they're a dot upon a dot. That it will be other matters that will take so much more precedence, that will be so much more meaningful to you. That a decision about where to go to school will ultimately have the same relevance as what color socks you wear on any given day. That your Heavenly Father's love extends far beyond the 4 years or the 6 years or 8 years or however long you choose to pursue formal education, that life is far longer, and that it is the things we do away from school, it is the lives we touch, it is the books we read, the the people we meet, the circumstances we find ourselves in, have far more meaning and are far more defining in our lives. And as you begin to see that, you'll begin to see that it is those things that will most affect your decisions in high school, in college, in who you marry, in how you choose to handle situations with your children, in the kind of example you try to portray for everyone around you, is these things that will most affect your life. College, high school and college are merely doors, thresholds to be passed over, to be approached, and to be walked through, caps and gowns and regalia. And then you pass through that door, and life is still there. And your Heavenly Father is still there. This life is a test. Just like any other test in school, it is that short. It is just a threshold to be passed through. Don't forget that that's what this is here for. And the test is the kind of people we become. Not so much in the education that we acquire, not in so much our grade point average or in how much money we're able to marshal, to which college we attend. These things are of but little purpose in the larger scheme of what kind of person Brent is becoming. And Brenna, I lay it upon you, as I do upon so many others, that your opinion of the kind of person that you are is of absolutely no consequence. That it is always based upon how others feel about you. Reach out to other people. Serve other people. And when you come to the judgment bar, at the very end, and your life is viewed, you will find that the Savior does not grill you. He brings in those whose lives you touched, whose lives you might have touched, and that they will ultimately be the extent of the judgment of what kind of person that you are. Serve others. It's difficult at this point. You're in a transition place. All the years up until now, it's been about you and about what you were capable of doing, what was everybody excited about, what was ahead for you. And you were to concentrate on yourself, on your studies, and on all these other things. You will stay in this transition period for several years to come. It's important to begin now to make the transition from thinking about yourself and about your future, thinking about other people, to thinking about other people, so that when that moment arrives, when the time comes, when life is over, and when the final judgment comes, that there's a large group of people there that speak well of you, that speak well of the person that you are, of what you did for them. Always it's important to better yourself. Always it is important to be able to increase your capability for the sole reason of serving others better. The service that you will render to your children is the prime, should be the prime thought and prime motivation of your life. It's difficult right now. You are not married. You do not have children yet. It's difficult to project yourself ahead to the time when you will. But I lay it upon you to make that effort. To not look at yourself as you are now, but to look at yourself in the future. Not to worry about what your hang-ups are and what your troubles are and what you're not doing well. But always to strive to be your best self and to do what you can for your husband, right now your future husband, and for your children. And as you think about education, you might think about it that way. That these things you're doing now, this communications packet where you're thinking about how you're going to do resumes and stuff like that, and how you're supposed to make a person look on forms and things like that. That this is something your children come to you for. Mom, can you help me? That you're going to be in the position to be able to help them. As they go through the same things that you're going through. Think of them. And let that be the motivator of the kind of person that you're becoming. Go forth, serve now others, so that you might have the capability and might be ready when it's time for you to devote your entire life to serving your husband and serving your children. In whatever capacity you're called upon to do so, whether it's through work, whether it's through homemaking, whether it's through being their advocate against difficult systems, like it sometimes is with Matt, and how much your mother works so diligently to advocate for Matt. You can learn these things by helping out others around you that are in need. It will help build your capacity to be able to help your children and guide them and give them of your experience. So go forth now, Brenna. Go forth with our love, knowing that we will help you with whatever is needed. Put thoughts of where, when, and how out of your mind for now. Finish what few things need to be done for high school. And throw yourself into service. In whatever capacity you can find, to whatever people need you. And I bless you that as you do this, that the intimidation and the worry about what road you should take, which college you should go to, what meal plan you want to have, how much money it costs, that these things will be put in their proper place as small matters. when in comparison to what capabilities can I build so that I can serve others better. I leave this blessing with you with all the love in my heart. Your Heavenly Father knows your pains, knows your concerns, and has planted these things into my heart to help you. And I leave this with you and seal it upon you and do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.